Hi, everybody. I'm Cindy Swanson, and I decided to do my blog today in an audio form. Hope that's okay with you. Why am I doing it in audio form? I guess A, because I can, and B, because I'm kind of lazy. I've decided I'm going to take part in a meme today called The Random Dozen. It's from secondcupofcoffee.blogspot.com, which is the blog of my friend Linda, who is a lovely and talented lady who lives, I believe, in the Indianapolis area. And apparently she's been having this meme for quite a while. A meme simply is something that a lot of people can take part in across the blogosphere. And I can't even hate to say that word now because it reminds me of Rod Blagojevich. But anyway, I'm going to participate in it audio-wise. A, because I can, B, because I'm kind of lazy. All right, the first question is, describe the best sandwich in the world according to you. That changes a lot according to what I'm, according to what my current obsession is. And right now, the best sandwich is the Door County Melt at Egg Harbor, this wonderful little restaurant here in Rockford. And I think there's several locations throughout this region. But the sandwich, the Door County Melt, is a grilled sandwich. It's basically made up of, high fiber bread of some sort. And I think there's cheese melted in there. But there's also some chicken salad that is just to die for. It's got all kinds of stuff in it, like cranberries and I can't even remember what all. I think maybe little apples. I don't remember what all is in it. I just know it's delicious and crazy good and just satisfies a little craving that I have. So right now, for me, the best sandwich is the Door County Melt. I actually kind of crave it sometimes. Number two, which inspires you more, a good conversation, a song, a book, or a movie? I cannot possibly differentiate in that question because it just depends. I can be equally inspired by any of those four things, a good conversation, a song, a book, or a movie. I will say this, movies haven't inspired me very much. I will admit that. Usually, for me, movies are just entertainment and something to just enjoy. So maybe a movie is the least of that, and probably the strongest of that would be a song or a book. Number three, what is your favorite board game? I love Scrabble. I love Trivial Pursuit, if that's called a board game. But hardly anyone ever plays that anymore. Trivial Pursuit is a lot of fun because, like, if my husband and I are a team, we are really, really good together because I can get the entertainment, arts, and even some of the history type things. He can get the sports and science categories because he was a science teacher for a while. And so we're really, really good together. He's really strong in the areas where I'm weak and vice versa. So love Trivial Pursuit. I wish we don't own that. I wish we played it more often. But I also love Scrabble. I'm not that great in it. Everybody thinks, oh, you're probably really good because you have a really good vocabulary. Scrabble is not so much about having a good vocabulary as it is about having knowledge of weird words that have a lot of points. And I don't have a lot of knowledge of those weird words. So I'm not that great in it, but I do enjoy playing it. Number four, as you grow older, are you more or less patient with small children? I think I'm less, I don't know. I don't even think I'm less patient because when I had small children, I was impatient with them. But, with my little grandkids, I'm very patient with them just because I'm so crazy about them. Now, if I was faced with a room full of small children, I probably would be less patient. I guess because I don't have to deal with that anymore. And I'm kind of spoiled that way. I do keep the nursery once a month or help keep the nursery once a month at my church. But I do it in the cradle role, which is the babies that are still little, not walking yet, and they're adorable, and I love my monthly fix of being with them. But room full of crazy kids, probably I'm less patient with. All right, number five, name one item you never let yourself run out of. I think probably moisturizer. I have to have moisturizer, facial moisturizer for myself, and I just don't let myself run out of that. There's probably other things I don't let myself run out of as well, but that's a biggie right there. Especially as you grow older, you just know you've got to have that moisturizer at all times. Number 6, do you agree with Tennyson's assertion, 'tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all? Maybe. I have been fortunate in that I've never had to have my heart broken. I'm still married to the first man I ever really fell in love with, and he's incredible. But I think I would hate to go to the end of my life and never have experienced a great love. So maybe it is. Maybe Tennyson was right on that. Number 7, name one national treasure or monument that you have visited. Well, I visited Washington, D.C. a few times, and I love it. Absolutely love Washington, D.C. And I totally recommend every American to go visit it because those monuments are just amazing. I think one of the most, a lot of them inspire awe, but one of them that is the most emotional is the Vietnam Wall, the Vietnam Memorial. And there, it's just in its simplicity, which at first people were like, this is all it is. It's just a, you know, stone with people's names on it. Wow. You would be amazed at how moving it is just to see those names of people who died in the Vietnam War, and people leave flowers and notes framed and all kinds of stuff. And it's just extremely moving, and I would highly recommend visiting it. Number 8, which is more painful, to be disappointed in someone else or to be disappointed in yourself? Well, that's a toughie because wow, either one of those, I think it's kind of a toss-up. I don't know, probably disappointed in myself might win out on that because you know what to do. I mean, I know how I should behave, how I should act, how I should live. And if I mess up, it's on me and I'm really annoyed with myself because I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Other people, you can forgive them for their mess ups, their slip ups, because you're not them. So probably more painful to be disappointed in yourself. Number 9, what makes your kitchen uniquely yours? Well, certainly not any of the appliances or anything, because I don't have anything out of the ordinary. I'm not a fabulous cook who just really stocks my kitchen with wonderful things. But I guess because it has a theme, a decorating theme, and that's fruit. And so there's all kinds of fruit related stuff in the kitchen, including fruits of the spirit, you know, plaques, things like that. It's just I try to make it's all has kind of a yellow and sage green decor with fruits, and you can buy a lot of stuff with fruit on them. So I guess that's what makes it uniquely mine, is because it's got a fruit related decor theme. Number 10, are you a crafty person? Kind of. I do calligraphy. In fact, I did calligraphy for the wedding invitation envelopes of a young lady that got married this summer, and got paid for it and everything. And so I really am a pretty good calligrapher, I will say that. I did go through phases where I was interested in other stuff. Like I went through a phase where I did a lot of cross stitching. Never do that at all anymore. Don't know why. I don't know. I'm not really good enough at something to give it to somebody or show it off to somebody except the calligraphy. So pretty much that I guess would be my crafty thing. Number 11, what's your favorite traditional picnic or barbecue food? Well, I just love burgers on the grill. Burgers on the grill are just incredible. There's just nothing that tastes quite as good as a burger from the grill. And I did grill burgers on Labor Day and they were just amazing. But I don't know. I love the baked beans. I love, I don't know. I can't really think of all of them. I will say this. My sisters-in-law make the best deviled eggs in America today. And I never make deviled eggs. I don't know why. So I really look forward to family cookouts because I know those deviled eggs are going to be there and they're amazing. Should get the recipe because they're not just your plain, ordinary deviled eggs. They're just amazing. All right, number 12, name one leisurely activity you enjoyed over Labor Day weekend. Well, I enjoyed being with my daughter because she was home from Illinois State University, and my husband because he kind of slowed it down a bit over the weekend from his hectic lifestyle. And I took a walk with my daughter. That was wonderful. On, I believe it was Saturday night, we thought about watching a movie in the house, and we decided not to because we didn't really know anything good to watch. Instead, we watched the 10th anniversary DVD of Les Miserables, and that is just amazing. You know, Les Miserables is one of those plays that does have a few like risque songs or moments, and you just have to take that with it because Les Miserables is a story of redemption. It's a story of law versus grace. It's really, really a wonderful display of what grace is all about. And so we don't watch every single song in the 10th anniversary DVD. We watch pretty much our favorites and the big ones, and it's just amazing. You can order it off Amazon.com, and it's kind of hard to sit there and watch some of those amazing songs without getting tears in your eyes because they're so ridiculously beautiful. So those were a couple of things I did. It really was pretty a relaxing weekend and enjoyed it very much. So that's my participation in the Random Dozen. Hope you don't mind that I talked it instead of writing it. Thank you so much to Linda at secondcupofcoffee.blogspot.com. I'll supply the link on Facebook and on my blog, and hope you enjoyed it. I'm Cindy Swanson. Bye.